Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
It is a dark time in the galaxy, in which the Galactic Empire is close to being able to stamp out all hope across the stars. A band of fugitives and criminals working for a rebel operative have managed to rescue a biological weapons expert from an Imperial prison in hopes of learning more about one of the Empire's latest weapons, Project Firestorm. After seeing Project Firestorm firsthand, this band of heroes have decided to attack its architect, Dr. Avaris, directly. Little do they realize, they've bitten off more than they can chew.
Bosch steps over Flint and walks into the room, calmly, kind of sort of waving away the smoke. And
so as you walk towards the entrance of the room, you wave across smoke. You see there is Dr. Avaris there. He's wearing a clean white lab outfit that has sort of undertones of an Imperial officer. Yeah, it's like a white tunic. He's wearing gloves. He also has sort of like a face mask on, but it's like raised up. He's wearing officer pants, and he's ducked for cover behind a counter, sort of like waving away smoke, and he has a blaster pistol in his hand. He would normally look kind of genial. He looks sort of young. He has brown hair that's well maintained, slicked back. He looks like a guy who smiles a lot. He looks like he'd be just a nice person to deal with. But also with him are two stormtroopers dressed in black with green dots on their mask, and they have their blaster pistols trained at you guys. These are death troopers. From Rogue One. Yeah. Flipping that dark side point.
Flint
Jesus rolling.
Flint
initiative.
Says, "Who's cool now?" and takes a shot.
Cool. I'm gonna roll. Oh, Bosch was the first one in the way through the door.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, two successes.
Oh, three advantages.
Success. Success, two advantage.
Yeah, two advantages.
Avaris is.
Adversary 3.
Yeah, he actually does have adversary 3. Adversary 2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he rolled 3 for that. And then those guys.
Do they act as one or are they separate?
they are separate each.
Yeah.
They also have adversary.
They are
so
big
they
boys.
Have 3.
This may be where we run.
And a 3. So we have hero. Villain, hero.
Oh boy!
Since I walked in the door first, Bosch would really like to take that hero
take
slot
it, sure.
to throw a grenade and get out of the way.
Fuck cool. Yes.
Okay.
Wrong room!
Yell wrong room and throw a grenade in.
Or like a room service!
Oh! Oh shit. So who specifically are you going to throw it towards?
The doctor.
Dr. Avaris.
Doctor.
Okay, so that's a ranged light from.
I got a bad case of killing.
From
you.
Where?
Killing
from how close?
You. This is going to be close range.
Close range. So one difficulty for that, right?
Yep. But he has adversary 2. So you upgrade that to a red die and then add another purple. So basically you add the red.
Okay, and oh. I'm going to take a strain and add a blue.
Cool.
What does adversary 3 do?
Because it's an agility-based check.
Just it would turn that other purple to another red.
Yeah.
Another purple?
No. Oh. It's you upgrade the dice each one step of difficulty. So
the
purples are the red, and if there's no other purples, you add one.
So the stun grenade and the frag grenade, we discovered do basically the same amount of damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So I'm throwing a stun grenade.
I think deals more damage or like triggers on the blast a bit better.
I guess, yeah.
Seems okay. Like fragmentation's triggering the blast better, and the whole thing is they do actual wounds.
Yeah.
Whereas stun does versus strain stun only.
Strain only, I see. Okay, so, well, so I'll throw a frag this time.
Okay.
If somebody could go ahead and look up the damage on that.
Yeah, sure. Damage 8.
Okay.
Yep.
That is a despair.
Oh no.
That's bad.
Someone want to look up real quick what despairs can do?
Shit.
Wow. You have 2 successes, or 1 success, because the despair counts as 1 failure.
Yeah.
You can do all sorts of things. Character's ranged weapon immediately runs out of ammunition and may not be used for the remainder of the encounter. Ooh. If the character has a spare clip, they can spend a maneuver to reload. Upgrade the difficulty of an allied character's next check, including the current active character. The tool or melee weapon the character is using becomes damaged.
Okay, why don't we say that? The grenade's a dud. But it's... Because
it would have been a... it still would have been a failure. Yeah. No, it would still have been a success with the despair.
With the despair. So it blows up, but something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So... That
makes sense, right?
Why don't... So let's have it not...
May
I make a suggestion?
Sure. Make a suggestion.
Bunch of harmful chemicals in here, probably.
So your next check is...
Well, the difficulty is increased by 1. Room.
Yeah, there's no...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's, like, still smoke filling your lungs and everything. All the smoke from the grenade.
I was going to say, maybe too close, and so I also take the disorient, which adds a
black die. Oh, yeah. I think that's perfectly fine. Yeah, that's a black die
for the next...
Well, you're using a frag grenade, not a stun.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's right. Okay, so
there's a bunch of other stuff, too.
What other...
The character...
dies.
The active character grants the enemy a significant advantage in the ongoing encounter, such as... accidentally blasting the controls to a bridge he was planning to use for his escape. The active character falls prone. And that's also for 3 threats. So that's 3 threats.
Okay, I've got an idea.
That sort of stuff.
So it blows up. I managed to get out of the way, but they lock down both elevators. So we're forced to take the vents.
Okay.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah, so the smoke, the fire alarm's going off in here, and the whole building's gone on lockdown.
Oh, nice. It's like security. I like it.
Yeah, because this place...
the safety alarm.
They don't want smoke getting out accidentally, so they lock the whole thing down.
Yeah. Shuts down, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a contamination alarm.
And now it's 3 villain turns?
Yep. What also happens, I'll say, is... decontaminant. Wow.
Yeah.
Spray starts spraying from the ceiling everywhere.
Okay.
So it's sort of like rain. It's like this caustic smelling rain.
Wedding day.
Oh God.
It's been like this all day, guys.
I know. We know.
No, like since early this morning.
Then you had to do a show.
I had to do a show. Every joke I made that was outside of the show was that bad. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun for me, but not the people around me.
I'm enjoying it.
Thanks.
So I'm having a good time.
So yeah, that happens.
You're on my level.
Now it's a villain slot. You did the damage.
I did the damage and like managed to get cover, but out of the direct line of fire.
Yeah, so you start running.
Yeah, maybe I get like back to the door frame or something.
Could you look up the damage on the thermal detonator for me?
Oh God.
So there's a quick moment of silence as Bosch comes running, and you guys can react to that. You're like, what's going on? Or
Bosch, we gotta go.
And as he says that, you see. The black stormtrooper lean out with a thermal detonator and hurl it at you guys.
That's bad.
Yep. And they do that weird sort of like reverb chat. That's a
thermal detonator. Okay, so I'm
thermal
finding...
detonator.
Yeah.
You found it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are insanely deadly. These are crazy deadly.
In Shadow of the Empire, it took out a building.
Do you know what the stats are on this thing?
No.
It's 20 something.
Like that, 20 damage crit.
Because the thing is, that might blow them up.
Yeah.
Because I think thermal detonate. That might collapse the whole wall.
Well,
yeah,
you know what? Way.
Like I would kind
roll
of
it just.
I would have to argue that they would have to take some damage. Because that's like a huge.
What's the blast rate? Hold on, guys.
Blast 15.
Can I would like to flip a light side point.
Okay. No, that's the blast damage, Jake. That's the crit damage. What's the blast radius?
Sure.
So on the 2 crits, if they crit, they do an extra 15 damage, so Jake. Yeah.
And they're separated.
In lore, they do have a thermal detonator.
Try,
Sure, I mean, but then they can okay. still
activate the gas. We'll run with it. I have something in mind. We'll figure it out. We'll see what happens.
Do you mean you have a bunch of new characters?
Yeah, for us to roll.
And a new storyline to write?
I have a light side point.
I would like to flip a light side point here.
Yeah.
Sure, what do you want to do?
Make this significantly more difficult for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I get for one light side
point. With a light side point, we could say it's a stun grenade instead.
Sure.
Okay.
What much less damage instead of a thermal detonator.
I'm fine with that.
You're unconscious still when you run out of strain, yeah, right?
But they'll take you alive instead of killing you. Like,
thermal stun detonator?
Sure.
No, it's just a stun grenade instead of a thermal detonator.
Sure, yeah. That's a dope life point. If you're willing to, yeah.
So that is 3 successes. You were the one who had rushed in, so it's going to be 10 strain to you, Bosch.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
But there's still
I have like
threshold.
Soak.
Yeah. Soak.
All right. Oh, okay. Right. Well, so I mean, I have like 14 strain. So, and I used a couple, so I'm at 12
you'll
strain.
Take black for 3 rounds.
12 strain, I have 3 soak, so that...
So you're at...
So I'm at 5 strain.
Fine. You're fine.
Yeah. But I'm like not doing so well. I'm at 5 strain and... I took a step back. I'm back up to 10 health.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So stun grenade, the arm reaches out and throws a stun grenade at you guys.
And what do we get hit with the stun grenade? Or is it just
no,
Bosch?
Towards you guys. Bosch is the one who's affected by it. You guys are down the hall enough, so you
that's
you
a good light
around.
Side point.
Yeah. Goes from 20 damage
Jake,
to...
thanks for letting us use the light side point that way.
Yeah.
Also...
Death Troopers, yes.
Also, you didn't know the stats on the thermal detonator, and that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Those are scary.
Look up explosives before you throw them at us.
No,
when I was
scary.
They have
the
a Death Star.
When I was looking for the stats in the forum post, it was like, yeah, these are extremely deadly. And I was like, I can't find the stats, but they're talking about it being extremely deadly.
They are.
I'm like, what does that mean?
It's bad.
So yeah, the only reason why they don't have the thermal detonator is because they don't want to destroy the facility.
Goodness.
Yeah, this like
they normally carry them.
The light side point is the doctor stops the death trooper and goes, "What are you insane? You'll kill us all."
Perfect.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
So there's 2 other villain slots. They're going to be doing things on the other side, outside of your sight. So they're not aiming down to shoot you guys.
So now you back through the door now.
Yeah, where I'm out in the hallway.
He came running towards you guys.
But I'm like, my ears are ringing.
Yeah.
Hero slot now.
Can I see anyone?
You just saw the Death Trooper, the Death Trooper poke his head out, throw that grenade, and duck back in.
So I cannot.
Yeah, no.
Is the answer. Okay, cool. Bosch, what the hell is in there?
2 Death Troopers, a crazy scientist, and a bunch of thermal detonators.
We should go. Okay, let's go.
So, then Flint just hightail it?
Well, I turn to 2 Mosk and I say much less quietly, or much more quietly, excuse me, where are those maintenance tunnels?
This way. Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
So, I'll cover and wait.
I would like to...
So Levo's going to provide cover?
Can I roll a perception check at this point, or I can't because we're in combat?
What are you trying to see?
If there are any, if there's any safety equipment or gas masks hung up on the walls or anything like that.
It's time.
Okay, so I'm going to flip a light side point and find gas masks for those of us who are composed of biological material.
Yep. So there's decontaminant spraying, but you do see on the wall there's like emergency like gas masks and stuff to protect you.
So you need 4 of them. Yep. 3 for you guys, 1 for...
Yeah, and 1 for Serta. So we grab 4 of them.
Serta Nuka Cola.
So you 2 go running for the nearest Flint and 2 Mosca running.
Can I say that? Because I'm prone right now. Would it be possible? Is that my whole turn? Or like, because I was just yelling. I don't know. How does that work? Because what else I was thinking about doing was using my maneuver to unsling my sniper rifle and pointing it at the door.
Yeah, you could do that.
To cover their asses.
Yeah, if you want to be the one who sits back and waits.
I'll wait with you.
So Flint says all that and like is saying like, let's get out of here, but he unslings from the ground, staying low, that sniper rifle and trains it on the door, waiting and ready for someone to come through.
He activates Overwatch.
Yes. Cool. Yep, so yeah, you can do that, and the second they poke out, you could take your action.
Cool.
Unless you want to do your aim now. I don't know if the system has delaying, but I'm going to say it does.
Oh, I can't take my aim because my maneuver, because this is a big weapon, my maneuver is actually used up in drawing it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So you draw it. So, yeah. And then you just sort of wait.
Yeah, so I am waiting.
All right.
So, is that like a held action? Is that?
Yeah, we'll say it's...
Cool. So, I won't have a blue to my shot outside of the normal blue that comes with it. Yeah. That's so cool. Right? But yeah.
Now it's... So, Tumosk, then you go running through...
Yeah. Does Serta have a role or not really?
Yeah. Let me roll for her.
Oh, this is very heavy XCOM 2 right now, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has...
Will is, yeah.
So she has one. So yeah, she's acting as on a hero slot with you guys.
So I grab her. Hey!
We have to get out of here. You're too important to lose.
Okay. So you grab her. The two of you start running for the vents.
Correct. And we're grabbing like a gas mask. Because I'm assuming like there's just like gas masks like outside
doors. I flipped a light side. Yeah. There. We all have gas masks.
So yeah, you run.
I mean, we run and we grab them. Like they're all there.
You run towards the area and you start grabbing them and putting them on.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys start putting them on. And what does Levo do?
He's going to stay with Flint to post. Wait for Bosch.
So imagine Levo's lying on his belly, sort of blaster aimed.
Nope. Standing.
Oh, sorry. Flint is laying down. Levo's
just standing. Like arm out.
Are you standing beside him or are you straddling over him?
No, standing beside him. Standing beside him.
Go.
All right.
Come on.
Sure. Why not? Straddling over him. Why not? Someone call the shipping department.
I'll form the hand.
Like Voltron.
Form of legs.
So the two of you are waiting, posted up, ready to take your action. Mm-hmm. Now, it is... Top of the round, hero slot. Who wants to take that?
Nah.
So Bosch does?
Okay. Yeah.
So Bosch, I'm assuming, do you go run and grab a gas mask?
I run and grab a gas mask. I put the gas mask on. I make my way towards the escape tunnel.
Cool. So that's what you do in your round. One of the death troopers pokes his head out with his blaster rifle. Flint and Levo, you can take your shots.
I like these delayed actions.
And they have adversary one. Oh, right. So one of those purples becomes a red.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're two. Success and two advantages. One advantage.
A success and one advantage as well.
Okay, roll your damage.
Nice.
So that's... Not roll your damage. How much damage is it?
That's 10 damage from the sniper rifle. Pierce 2.
Oh, Pierce 2, okay.
8 from the CR2.
Okay.
Any pierce or anything like that? No.
For my advantage, I'll take a heavy blaster.
Cool. You take two shots at him, and like he hits him in the chest, or you hit him in the chest twice, and he's still up. He's taking a shot at one of you two. Light side point for the flipping will be Flint. Dark side will be Levo.
I really hope it's Emmy.
Light side is Flint.
Yes. Yeah, you haven't been touched this whole
arc. And he's got a black because I'm prone.
Been touched. Yep, he has a black. Now it's close range. No, it's medium range.
That's what I rolled anyway.
Yep. Since you guys rolled it, we'll say it's medium range. Mm-hmm. And then I need another yellow. Oof. Oh boy, that is a lot of successes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this.
Is that a crit?
No, because it's not a lot of advantages.
I see. Oh, advantage.
But it is six, so.
Wow.
11 damage to Flint.
All right.
What's your soak?
Five
again?
Of that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You have a six.
I have
soak
of six.
Yeah. 17.
Yeah,
and 17 six, hit I have points. Five. We're the,
so glad
we're
the
meat shields.
There you go. Okay.
Or just shields, I guess, in my case.
So fun.
The shield.
Oh, I got five as well. I think we're all meat shields.
Don't be our meat shield. I'm just a shield.
So yeah, you take maybe it's a glancing shot, blaster bolts start firing down the hallway. And he's not ducking for cover. He's just sort of standing out thinking... Seemingly, he could weather your shots and take you guys out.
I mean, apparently.
Yeah. So, villain slots. There's two villain slots. Things happen off screen.
Oh,
fuck.
Man.
That's not cool. Now it is a hero slot.
The doctor's injecting
Who
him
wants
like
to take that?
Serum.
Or Bane serum.
Bane serum.
Well, it's a few hero slots now.
Yeah, it's just the rest of the hero slot from
everybody
the hero
but Bosch.
Should we take these shots?
I think we should run.
Yeah, probably.
Take one out.
If I can, right?
The one at the door.
I mean,
I think Flint would take the next shot. Levo, get out of here! And he's gonna take the shot. Okay. I'll be right behind you, believe me.
Oh, no. That's too many red.
You're right.
Yeah, too many.
At the same time, though, Leland's going to shake his head and be like, no. At least take a shot.
Oh.
I got
two successes and an advantage.
Nice.
Three threats, but four successes.
Nice.
Dang.
Damage total?
11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ditto. 11.
And,
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. I took another blue.
Well.
And two advantages.
How much do you crit on?
These four? Crit on three.
You can crit. Oh, wait, no, you can't.
No, I had that one. He messed it up.
So he takes two more shots in the chest, and there's smoking holes, and he, like, staggers down and, like, drops to a knee and stands back up.
God damn.
Nice. Wow.
The fuck is in this?
Wow. The and
same
like,
thing that's in us.
So, just you like, guys do that. You guys take your shots. I assume you, as your move actions, you want to run, or did
I'm
you
move? Yeah. I'm going to start running.
Running off. Time.
Was you, yeah. was the, were those blues you rolled for aiming?
Oh, fuck. Ooh. I can't. I'll take a strain.
No.
Mine was. So okay. I'll take
was.
A strain.
Mine was not. Mine was the accuracy, and this was from last round.
Two strain. I'll take it.
No oh, perfect.
Excuse me. And I actually have two more advantages, which I would like to give a blue to Levo.
For running away.
While he's running away. Yeah.
Okay, so Levo will have a blue next round. Cool. So Levo darts, and I'm assuming Flint gets to his feet. If you want to spend take two strain, you could also run with him.
Yeah, I'd like to take two
let's,
strain.
Let's do that.
Time so to get away from the guy who doesn't go down after four
I think he's. I honestly think he's close.
He got shot with a sniper rifle twice, point blank.
That was a badass moment there.
That's yeah.
awesome. Like, that is giant black armor just like, chunk,
grunts a little bit and then gets
back up.
And there's two of them.
Yeah, there's more than one.
So that last hero slot.
So Tumask lifts up Serta to, like, the vent. To escape, kind of a thing.
Okay, so you hoist
her up? So I'm imagining, it's like, you know, like a panel or something up high. So I hoist her up for her to escape.
Cool. Yeah, you lift her up and push her up towards it.
Yep.
And she starts climbing and crawling through the vents.
Oh, they're small vents.
I mean, you can't stand, but they're like enough for you to crawl through comfortably.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Tumas just kind of stays there as like a guard to, you know, to, receive the rest
can
of the
Tumask
party.
Can Tumask fit in this vent?
Tumask can fit. It's a big enough vent where it's like movie big.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's, come on.
All right. I like that.
I'm not
it's
calling
movie
you fat.
Big.
Yeah, what are you
this
trying?
One doesn't like these say? Words.
Just big boned.
So top of the round, hero slot. Who goes?
I'll take it. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'll...
you can move towards Tumask and then climb up into the vent?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay, so you climb... put on the gas mask and everything. You start climbing into the vent and crawling behind Circa Nuko. Now it's a villain slot. That Death Trooper is going to follow behind you guys and chase after Flint and Levo. I'm going to flip one of these. Oh. Light side Flint, dark side Levo for who he takes a shot at. Oops, now I'm going to flip another one.
Is that one?
Is that one on the ground? Light side Flint.
Cool.
Take another yellow. You know, he's going to take a strain to, like, catch up, so it's going to be at close range. Oh boy. That, he has two advantages. He's going to give Flint a dark, or a black dice, with his two advantages, and then he's going to deal 9 damage.
Okay.
So he chases after you. I imagine you guys are running down a hallway, you're just managing, like, to duck behind. Past a hallway as a blaster bolt hits the hallway, like the corner right where you were just standing a second ago.
Yeah.
Like you go to turn the
sparks
corner,
slide.
Like you slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any more grenades. I used mine on the door.
Other two villain slots are things that are happening off screen. But now we're going to go with a hero slot.
I kind of want to take it.
So the tension I had noticed in the room suddenly went up.
Yeah.
The second you guys came down here on the turbo lift, we're just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to take a shot at this guy while he's at close range, but with my blaster. So I would, you know, I guess I'm holding the rifle and I draw the blaster and fire as I'm running away, like Han.
Cool. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
I think drawing a weapon is a maneuver.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to take another strain, or two strain.
feel like I might have, it's either that or just like run to the vent, but
you take a shot and then decide afterwards.
It's not the worst idea.
How do I
take a shot and then you can use two strain afterwards to keep moving?
Oh, okay. What, yeah. What I got
understand.
You. Yeah. I would like to do that then. Wait a minute. I'm rolling this wrong.
Yeah.
That's better. You'd also use a light side point to upgrade any your green to another yellow.
All right. Nice. Well, it's yeah, crits.
Does
I'm using my blaster and it. Nice. Oh no! This ruins
yeah.
it.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, it's a hit. It's only plus 7 damage though.
Okay. He is still up.
Fuck.
He takes a shot on the shoulder.
And you were going with
as he's like holding.
You
his
were
rifle
going with the Pierce it. 2 on those sniper rifles, right?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Yep. He is high soak.
Yeah. I imagine that armor seems probably like a super good grade.
Yep. Good brawn and shit. Good soak.
Yeah. I love it. I fucking love these guys. I really like this scene of this, like, crazy strong stormtrooper just barreling down the hall for us slowly. Like, yeah, Jason.
You guys have almost exclusively fought, like, stormtroopers and weaker things.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really gone up against something that's particularly... Like, I think Muval was the only thing that's been particularly tough. She just had adversary and had low stats.
Yeah. Well, and that creature on the
Mindrav
pretty terrifying
Mindrav, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mindrav also didn't have an organization of other people with guns with it,
yeah, fair.
Working with it,
not that we saw,
you know, maybe they have a complex culture and
guys are familiar
society.
With the Mindrav syndicate.
They're like the triads but with more tentacles,
yeah.
So we'll take that 2 extra strain.
Cool. So you pull out your blaster and take a shot as you're running around the corner and you keep running. He hits the shot in the shoulder and he stops for a half second and then he keeps walking.
Terrifying.
Now it's another hero slot. Who wants to take that?
I will.
Just down to Levo and Tumas, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't need a maneuver to take out my gun. It's already out. So I will also keep running towards... As I get to the vent, I will fire on him.
Cool.
So it's that. Oh yeah, I have a blue from you though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes and 1 advantage.
Nice. So as he's, he takes a shot in the shoulder and he keeps going a few more steps and you fire a shot.
10 damage.
Wow, okay.
Or no, I'm sorry, 11 damage.
Oh, perfect.
That's a great blaster.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That is pretty
CR2?
Sweet.
He's also rolling very well.
Yeah, yeah. Make up for last time, which was...
Yeah.
Or the time before last time, which is terrible. No,
so he takes a few more steps towards you, and you duck around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So he takes a few more steps towards you, you duck out of the corner and take a shot into his chest, and it hits him, and he like tries to take another step, and he staggers, he falls to his knee, he tries to get up, but he can't, and he just falls forward, and he falls flat on his face.
Can you say he tries to get up, and I get off? Just for cinematic value,
yep.
One last shot.
Yep, you get one last shot. And
right between the eyes.
Yeah.
I think you shoot him maybe the top of the head so it
yeah.
goes through.
Yeah.
And he just falls limp.
Limo, if a droid could look tired, he would. And just says, one.
Oh. So we could run this, since those other guys aren't racing towards you, we could stop running this on initiative.
Okay.
So we could describe what you guys are doing.
I want that thermal detonator.
On him?
Yeah. Oh, they don't even have them? Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we, the doctor said, don't use them here.
Yeah,
they have them
they
on
have
them.
Oh. Yeah, it's a stun. It's
so
a
you
stun.
Want to run back towards him?
The death
oh,
stun.
It's so tempting,
it's
but I'm not going to.
Right?
No. So what it was is they have the thermal detonators, the death troopers, but the doctor said, don't know you
oh
fucking
God,
serious.
And just huck it back down the hallway as far as I can.
Do you want to
so
do that?
Tempting.
That's a really bad idea.
It's such a bad idea.
It's for all
but
of
would
us a
Flint
very bad
do
idea.
It.
Yeah, but Levo sees Flint doing that. It's just like, Flint, come on.
You see him contemplating. He's
yeah.
like, he says under his breath, he says, thermal detonator.
Flint, no
I'm
explosions,
assuming...
more running.
Okay, yeah, fine, let's go. And he starts running for the vent.
Cool, you're running for the vent. I imagine Bosch is already
up
there
I'm
up climbing.
The yeah.
Tumas, you're waiting there to last, like, help people up?
Yeah.
Cool, so you guys are waiting for Tumas. I'm assuming you're like, yeah, come on, waving your hands.
This one's ready. Let's go, boys.
So who reaches the vent first?
I might be a little faster than
you. Yeah, I think you're a little ahead, yeah.
But I'd be... Oh, you don't. You probably wouldn't need. You could have good agility. You don't need help getting up into it. So I'm happy to. Oh yeah, I pop on a gas mask and then hop up into the vents.
So you climb into the vent. And you start crawling after. I assume Levo is next.
Oh, next.
And then Tumas.
And Tumas like has like a gas mask to hand Levo, and then he thinks about it for a second, and he just drops it and helps Levo up.
And Levo like looks at it and then looks at you and then looks at it and goes, "What?" Yeah.
Okay.
So you waste.
Let's go.
Tumas then I assume like pulls himself up.
Yeah.
Claws into the.
Oh yeah. Claws. There's like a screech of metal as it pulls up.
It didn't even happen, and it's giving me chills. Just the imagination of it.
So you guys are climbing up. We cut out to the prison yard, where you know it's just sort of a quiet scene. We see a bunch of stormtroopers run past, going towards something. There's alarms and lights still flashing. And then all of a sudden on the wall, like a vent pops open, and Certanuco leans out and sort of like is starting to stop because it's high up, but someone behind her pushes her. She stumbles out. Oh, poor Certanuco. She stumbles out and hits the ground with sort of a thud.
Oh, okay, so it's like 5 feet up.
Yeah, it's like 5 feet up.
It's just higher than expected.
Yeah. She like years. Lands on her side. Bosch is out next.
Well, as Levo hears her cry out, he goes, "Bosch, did you fall? Are you okay?"
I'm okay.
Oh, all right.
And then Bosch takes a quick little somersault out of the vent.
Somersault, you land beautifully.
Of course, yeah.
You can even do a hero land if you want with fist.
Oh,
on the
with fist 3-point land. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 3-point land.
Got it. And with like my spear out behind me, like.
Flint just drops down on 2 feet, just like...
No ceremony.
Levo's
with
next.
With his weapon, he holsters he slings the sniper that he's been dragging through the vent with him across his back, and then keeps the blaster out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Levo's arm gets caught as he tries to get out. So he like, he puts his hand on the... there's like a hole. There's like a hole in the vent on top, and he puts his hand in it, and it goes in fine, but as he's trying to get out, he has to like jiggle it to get it out.
He's just hanging there.
Yeah, so for a second, he's like, for a second, he's just like, ching. And yanks his hand out.
Nice.
Awesome.
But other than that, that's how he gets out.
Excellent. And then Tumas, how does Tumas come out?
And I'm sorry, I have a quick question. Yeah. Which side of the cell block are we on? Are we on the inside of the cell block, between the cell block and the spire?
Yep, you are inside between cell block and the spire. And I'll describe the scene once Tumas plops out as well.
So Tumas just kind of crawls forward. He looks around. He puts his electro binoculars on.
Cool.
And just kind of gives it a little scope while he's still 5 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Cool. As Tumas scans around, we see that in the yard, cell block C, the entrance there, there's a bunch of stormtroopers posted up. They're putting up barricades. And they're exchanging shots with prisoners who've taken the stormtrooper blasters from behind. And their attention is completely focused on that. You see the Commandant and Fiola. You guys don't know who they are, but the audience does are there. We see the Captain with like a detachment of stormtroopers around him protecting him. Looking at a data pad.
Yeah, the captain is not fighting. He's just looking at playback. And,
it's like all these drones like flying around the battle.
Yeah.
And at one point, he goes over to one of the stormtroopers and says, "I'm sorry, can you just... I didn't quite get that. Can you do that again? Do what again? Are you crazy?" Like,
I mean, you think about it. He's got to make a lot of the Empire's propaganda films.
He's looking... That's why he's going to art school.
That's right.
To try and, get on that board, because it's a much cushier assignment than what he's got now.
Yeah.
He loves film.
While
that's
this
his deal. Dirk Orchester loves film.
While this is going on, you see an alien. We'll say it's what's a cool alien for this?
It's a great question to be able to ask yourself just in general.
What's a cool alien
for this?
We'll say there's a Rodian.
Yeah.
Who has 2 shivs in his hands.
Awesome.
He goes running. He runs past the stormtroopers, like maybe kicks off of one of them and launches towards the Commandant. And he goes through the commandant with the knives in hand. The commandant catches him by the throat and chokeslams the Rodian into the ground effortlessly.
Awesome.
The Rodian is out cold. He stirs for a second, and then the commandant punches him in the chest. There's a splatter of Rodian blood. The Rodian goes limp.
Punch him in the chest and there was blood?
No, yeah. In the face.
Oh!
He punches him, like, right under the chin.
Okay.
Oh.
Grabs him, chokeslams him, then bam.
Damn, just, like, drive a rib into his...
Yeah, I thought it was...
Yeah, you could also do that.
Then he had, like, a mechanical robot. Dope as well. Sorry.
I also imagine, like a drone, like, flies in close, like, real slow.
Oh, it's circling
and and he swats it away.
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
well, no, Rance, what he does is he picks up the guy by the throat and yells, "Animals!" and throws the body into the drone camera.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, dude. Yes. Rance is super specious.
And then Orchester looks over at Rance and goes, "Would you be careful? Those are expensive."
I don't care.
We don't hear any of this, right?
Yeah, no.
Thank God, because Flint would have to stop.
When he complains that they're expensive, Rance tries to force push a camera drone.
Rance holds up his hand and nothing happens.
Mm. Just like looks at his hand. Not today.
So we come back to Tumas watching that whole encounter. So like the camera pans back to him suddenly and he zooms out. So do you climb out of the vent?
Yeah. Well, first Tumas is like, "Those are red weapon cameras. Real high class. They must be filming this
in 4K.
Very impressive." And then, like, he says that, like, mostly to himself, not really, like, to any, like, just, "They have really nice gear here. What is this?"
What if Tumask is taking the same film class? Like, it's remotely. It's a remote film class.
An online university of, what do they call it?
Galactic University. Galactic Community College. Like a fake Galactic college university profile of a different race.
Yeah. Just to get it.
But, like, you always, like, Tumask always messes up on his essays. Instead of pronouns, he puts this one. They're like, "Yeah, he's a great writer, but, like, it's like adjectives and pronouns are in weird places. It's odd.
Syntax is a little off.
We'll see if it shakes out when he turns in his final project." Right. His caps then. It's just the Maltese Falcon, and from the perspective and writing of
a Trandoshan.
Beautiful. So, Tumas climbs out of the vent.
Sorry. It took us that long to get out of a vent.
Oh my god.
What do you guys do? You see there's nearby there's two TIE fighters and a Lambda shuttle that have landed. Stormtroopers are running across the yard. No one should notice you yet. You might have a clear shot towards the exit.
Exit sounds fine.
Exit by the speeder bike?
The shuttle.
We're going to steal
another shuttle. That's what we meant to. That's fine.
We should steal the shuttle. We should try to sabotage the TIE fighters if we're going to go in the shuttle.
Sure.
Or Info one of us panic. Should take
Does anyone have credit. A thermal detonator on them?
No! And Flint crosses his arms.
Good night, everybody!
End of the episode!
Oh, jeez.
So what do you guys just like run just towards
it towards that shuttle.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah. You guys are running towards it. I'm going to flip a dark side point. Mm-hmm. And we cut an image real quick towards Rance. And he looks over his shoulder and he sees you guys running towards the landing pad. And he says,
"Over there. It's the intruders. Kill them."
So some of the stormtroopers turn around and they start running towards you guys. So it's going to be hero, 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 villain, hero, hero.
So it's just the stormtroopers coming after us.
Yeah, there's a group of stormtroopers racing towards you guys.
Great.
They are at long range currently.
Great.
And the shuttle is probably also at long range from you guys, so you can run.
With lateral triangle or
opposite direction. So,
they're behind us.
They're behind you. Shuttle's in front of you,
okay. So we can just keep huffing it to the shuttle.
So advantages. I would like to say that there are some recently unloaded boxes. Within the yard that are going to give us a little cover while we're running.
Oh, sure.
Between us and the stormtroopers for my advantages.
Perfect.
I got one advantage. I'm going to say that those TIE fighters were in the process of being refueled and they're not
fully refueled.
They're not fully refueled, and there's also maybe a fuel line there.
Still connected.
Right, just some explosive vials or drums. Explosive drums. Containers. Barrels.
I love it. No, I want them.
Crates.
Like, crates potions. And barrels?
Potions.
Crates
and barrels. Yeah. Yes. I love it.
I love our set pieces, you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have three advantages.
I do. One of the advantages that the shuttle is still running. Like, they didn't think they were going to be here that long.
Yeah, they left the keys in.
They left the keys in the thing. I guess the captain was in a rush. Wasn't thinking.
He just had to pee. They were just stopping for a pee break.
Another advantage is that... are the camera drones, like, somehow, maybe as I'm going, like, I can maybe program to follow us to get some cool footage
that's,
of...
That's not, that's not too much.
You could do that as an action. Very true.
Yeah, give them a real good 3D form of our faces to put out there.
Yeah, that's probably not great.
I don't have that.
We are showing
attracted. We're not very stealthy.
Good thing I put that point in the stealth that we didn't use this entire session.
We were gonna.
I haven't put it in there. Yeah.
I haven't made one force jump. I took it like last recording session. That's okay? True. Don't talk to me about not.
You could jump
skills.
Onto the ship from here.
Could I really?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's not. I want. No.
You run. We could get to that point.
Can you run faster with this thing? I've seen Jedi do that.
I can. The first rank of it lets you add either an advantage or a success, your choice, to an athletics roll.
Gosh, wow.
Neat. I can't think of. Can I just take a blue die on a turn or something like that? No, can't do that.
This is just for description. I mean, we've established.
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty good.
What about there's a bunch of prisoners that are like moving in between us?
Yeah, we could say the. Well,
there's a fight like nearby.
The prison revolt is intensifying, not subsiding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
there. You go.
Cool.
There you go.
Great. Cool. So now it's going to start off combat with a hero turn.
I'd like. I'll take it, or I guess, or Nuko should take it. We should get.
Oh yeah, she can take it. So she's running to the shuttle.
She darts towards the shuttle. Like, she goes to medium and then close range with the shuttle, and that is her turn. She's actually going to take. Yeah, she's going to take two strain, and she's going to make it to like the base of the shuttle.
Oh wow! Okay,
cool.
Hero slot.
I'll do the same exact thing. I want to make it to the base of the shuttle as well, so I'll take two strain to make it.
Cool. So you're just sprinting as fast as you can.
Yeah. Just right behind her.
Yeah. And one more hero slot.
I gotta fly it, so I'll go next.
Cool, and you're gonna do the same thing?
Same thing. I'll take the strain.
So the three of you are running. You make it towards it within close range. It's now a villain slot. I wanted... as you get within close range, the shuttle's sort of pointing you, so the landing ramp's in the back. The three of you make it towards the shuttle, and just as you round the corner to see the landing ramp, you see a stormtrooper. At first, it seems like it's standing there. But then you realize he's sort of slumped over. He's like leaning against the wall.
Wookie.
And as you guys are going towards it, you stop for a second. You guys have a freeze because of the stormtrooper. But the Wookie starts to walk down the landing.
Yeah.
Ah! He looks at all of you. And he waves you on.
Yeah!
And he heads back on the... villains turns. Bosch and Flint are lingering behind, so the stormtroopers are going to shoot at you guys.
Presumably, we're in some cover.
Yeah,
because of the boxes.
Yep.
Which is nice.
So I'm going to flip this. It's also at long range for them. So
okay, cool.
Light, dark, light.
Good.
Cool.
I think I'll get out.
There's enough
still,
of them.
At this
them.
Point, I don't have a lot of strain left. But I do have 10 health. 10 wounds.
Nice. Definitely trying to play some rest after this. Nice quiet planet where we won't cause trouble.
Okay, so they have a bunch of disadvantages, but it's 8 damage total.
A bunch of threats?
No, they have disadvantage. They're going to take a black die. They're also going to take 2 strain as like blaster bolts from the prisoners behind them.
Oh, nice.
Deal some like glancing damage.
I said 8 damage?
Yep, 8 damage. Whew. So blaster bolts are flying at you guys as you guys are running. It's now another hero slot. Who's going to go?
I'll take it because I don't have a ranged weapon.
Cool.
And so I will use my actions to get also to the shuttle.
Cool.
To the shuttle.
You're short, like a few steps behind everyone else. And now Flint's turn.
I would like to run to the just keep running.
Cool. Yeah. So you keep up with everyone else. Everyone's just
I do not take the two strain.
Okay. So you're a little behind everyone else.
Low on the strain.
Does anybody have any grenades left real quick, or can you like shoot those fuel lines grenades or something?
We have 5 sun grenades.
Okay, great. So maybe before you come up onto on board, shoot the
Cool.
Top of the round, it's another hero slot.
I would like to take that, and I want to take aim at those fuel lines with the sniper rifle.
Cool. Wait, you're gonna
do it while we're on the
TIE fighter? At the TIE fighter fuel line, the one that they're fueling up.
The TIE fighters are close enough to the Lambda shuttles where it's going to cause some problems for the
I pictured them farther away.
Oh, no, no. They're pretty close. Cool. Yeah,
it's more like as we're taking off, we can shoot.
I could do with my cigarette.
Like stand a.
Give me a death stick!
Stand on the ramp.
End over end.
Are they actually called death sticks in the Star Wars universe?
It's not a cigarette.
It's not a
death stick is a incredibly. It's like, imagine. Marijuana laced with PCP and embalming fluid.
Oh, Jesus, God. Right.
It's like a wet cigarette.
Just smoke pot, the galaxy.
Agreed.
I mean,
they have other things.
Yeah. Death sticks.
Yeah, they mean
I mean, look, I figured that was just hyped up marketing.
No.
Not this time. Not this time.
The Imperial Surgeon General is very...
All right, so then I'll just get on the shuttle and post up.
Yeah, I like Bosch's idea where you're
leave the ramp down. And,
That's pretty awesome.
So I post up at the edge and I say, Levo, don't take out the landing ramp before you leave. I've got an idea.
All right. It sounds like a bad idea, but just because you had it. Keep going to the controls.
It's another hero slot.
Yeah, I'll go to the controls.
So as you go to the controls, the Wookiee is sitting down in the pilot seat.
Just so you know, just for the audience, Levo / Tom looked at the Wookiee, looked at the pilot seat, looked at the Wookiee, looked at the pilot seat up and down several times.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
So Tomas like comes behind and just bumps into Levo and takes his spot at
the co-pilot seat.
Just doesn't care, just trying to get out.
Alright.
The Wookiee looks over at Tomas and just like regards you coolly and turns his attention back to the controls.
Alright, this seems a little unfair.
The Wookiee is completely, like, after that one growl, ignoring Levo.
So, he also, like really...
Yeah, he's getting the ship started. He knows what he's doing.
Yes!
So Bosch comes towards...
Levo goes, sits down, and sulks.
There are separate weapons controls if you're interested.
Sulks! No, he'll go to the weapons.
I bet he, like, sits down and like, oh, fine.
Yeah, like, goes to the gun. Goes to the gun. He's just like, whatever.
what kind of guns are on the Lambda?
They have blaster cannons.
I probably don't need to lean out the back and shoot the thing.
No.
But I'm gonna.
Okay.
The Wookiee might not leave up the ramp.
I assume the other hero slot is Tumas.
We'll tell you over the comms, though. And be like, I'm not flying the ship. And be very upset about it.
We'll see what happens.
I forgot we were patched into their comms this whole time. Remember that from
Rose? Yeah, I'm sure Bosch has been listening in.
Oh, yeah.
He just hasn't dealt you guys.
I mean, there hasn't been much of consequence.
And it's been a lot about us, I'm sure.
Yeah. Tumas takes his turn to settle in and drop some coordinates.
Cool, you start doing that. Now it's a villain slot. The stormtroopers are going to take a shot at the closest. So it's Serta, Flint.
I'm at the...
We're inside the shuttle.
You're not in yet. You're at the base of it. You haven't gone up
yet.
So what it's going to be...
No.
But Serta's inside.
Not yet.
No, we took
you guys took it.
You guys are at the bottom.
I guess I assumed
you took it.
So failure is going to be Serta. The blank is going to be Bosch. And the disadvantage... No, sorry. The disadvantage... The threat, we'll say, is Bosch. And the blank is Flint. Whoever gets shot at. Serta gets shot at.
Oh, no.
Look, they're at extreme range.
Well, they're long, they run.
They're long range.
And she hasn't taken a hit this
time. And she's in cover. She's in cover.
She is.
Oh my god.
Everyone lean in.
Fail.
Yeah! Fail! Oh.
So blaster shots erupt. They narrowly hit her. Like, they hit the cover right by her head. Centimeters away.
Are you not on board yet? Get up here!
Going as fast as I can. So she runs up the ramp after you, just like, she trips a little bit, and she like scurries up on her hands and gets back on her feet. Yeah, there's enough room, so she sits in one of the back seats in the cockpit. There's six seats in the cockpit total. Next hero slot, which is Bosch.
Okay, so I will go onto this ship this time, and there's no other like separate gunnery because we're on.
There's two gunnery turrets or two gunnery controls.
Well, Flint definitely has a higher gunnery rating than I do. No.
Well, I have three agility.
Three agility.
Yeah.
Gunnery's agility.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'll sit down at the guns.
Cool.
You kicked ass at the guns last time, if I recall correctly, and Flint couldn't hit a damn thing. But that was just by dice roll, you know.
So everyone's strapping in, hitting their clasps and all that.
Well, what's happening right now? So is everyone on board?
Yeah, everyone's on board and everyone's getting in.
And what else has happened? Because right now...
Nothing yet. Everyone just got on board.
Flint was posted up at the back.
That was the start of this turn.
Yeah, exactly.
So now everyone else got on board.
So like concurrent kind of a thing.
He's waiting... He doesn't know any better and is waiting for them to take off with the... Door still opens, and we can shoot it from the air. That's what I set that up.
Yep,
that's all I wanted to say. Yep, that's what I'm still doing.
So then the Wookiee starts taking off the Lambda shuttle, and it starts to rise and moving.
Down still?
The ramp is still down, but slowly starting to rise. So they'll have like a window to shoot it. we'll handle it cinematically from here, because I don't think you'll get shot, probably. There's enough hero slots before the villains go.
I want to take that shot.
Cool. Make your shot.
That's probably, two difficulty? In a called shot? Is it really hard to do?
Accurate.
No, you're right.
No, this is with a blast.
Yeah, just two difficulty.
Because he's holding on.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's holding
yeah,
on.
Like,
and
yeah.
He's
yeah.
It's two difficulty.
Cool. Oh, I miss everything.
Okay, so you take the shot.
I get four advantages.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't...
Heal a lot of strain.
Yeah. That's what
I
do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, man.
So you try to take a shot off, but it misses because the ship's rotating.
But
the
I feel...
Really good
feel
stress relief.
Really, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
You let out a really great fart that you've been holding in for a long time.
You have like a moment, you look around the back, and you realize you're the only one back here, and you're just like, let it rip.
And then you look back into the ship, and Flint goes, hey, guys, there's some other guests we've got to worry about.
Oh, no.
I was going to make that joke earlier when Alfonso farted.
I forgot. Leaving that one in.
Awesome.
the reason why your shot misses is because the Lambda shuttle's rotating, because the Wookiee lines up the guns with that.
Yay!
And just as, just for like the fun of it, I'm setting his personality. He locks the gunnery controls to the pilot. And he's the one who takes the shots.
Yes!
He doesn't give a shit
about it. I love this guy!
Yeah. I just imagine Levo's just about
Levo's like, it's already lined up with the TIE fighters. So he's like, oh, perfect. And then it like,
click, 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 click.
What the? And then he sees like a little light that says pilot control, gunnery turret set to pilot controller.
We then get like a close up of the Wookiee's face, who's just like staring deadpan forward, and all of a sudden you see like, you know, you hear the blaster shots and there's explosions and his face is lit red, the red glows in his irises, and he's just like staring deadpan at the whole thing as the TIE fighters
and you hear Levo screaming.
Yeah. We then cut to an exterior shot of the Lambda shuttle taking off. I know he does like a loop around the spire shooting at the base, but he's not able to take it out. And then he starts taking off. And he's just flying away.
Sailor Khan's like, we have our own ship.
You're sitting right behind him.
The guns weren't.
Yeah, the guns, they're all in the cockpit.
It's not like the Falcon. Okay.
No, I was thinking of our ship, too. Like, our ship's
pretty
similar.
Yeah.
That they were, like, in different places. But,
Let's see if he can drop us off at our ship.
But, yeah. Yeah, I tell him, like, could you drop us off at our ship? Does anyone speak Wookiee?
Do they?
Serta?
I don't.
Will someone give him the coordinates?
Yeah, I can pump up some coordinates.
So you put into the coordinates, and I'm assuming you point at it, and he looks at it, and he looks at you, and he goes back to the controls. There's like a second you think, is he going to do anything? And then he like angles the ship in a different direction.
Different from us?
Different like from where he's going, going back down to where we're
can
going.
I would like to try and convince this Wookiee that the best thing he could possibly do is take us to our ship, ditch this shuttle, and get on our ship. Because they're going to be looking for that shuttle.
So is that like a charm or a negotiate check you want to make?
How about a logic check? What would that be?
I want to say that's a coercion check.
Well, coercion is trying to strong arm.
Coordination. Or lying, I believe. Coercion, right?
Well, coercion negotiation? Is just like intimidate.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because there's no persuasion, so...
Yeah, persuasion is more charm or negotiate, depending upon the style of diplomacy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I have the same dice roll for either. So what will a light side point add to my roll?
It'll upgrade one of the greens to a yellow.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
How hard is it?
Difficulty 2 purple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Got it. So...
With one that's threat.
Three
one threat.
Successes and one threat, yeah.
Cool.
Or two successes.
Cool, he looks at you, and he growls in Wookiee.
And I say, look, I want to get out of here, you want to get out of here. I know that my Trandoshan friend upsets you, and I know why, and you're not wrong. But they're going to be looking for this ship. We have another ship a few clicks away. If you can ditch this shuttle somewhere near that ship, we'll be able to get you off planet without you getting shot down by that cruiser up there.
Your response is like that.
Is that a yes or a no? Okay, but like nod yes or no.
He nods yes.
Great. And I like go to give the Wookiee. Bosch goes to give the Wookiee a high five.
He doesn't raise his hand. He just sort of stares you down.
And so Bosch like sort of reaches up and kind of like high fives himself a little bit and like just goes to like rub
his
wrist.
Is that a stone I could download?
get a protocol droid.
I do actually want to look into that of
get some protocol droid thing.
Getting some protocol stuff in for
cool. Yeah, you tried to say that about like that. Upgrading yourself.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, you guys land in the field. The storm overhead is now, before it was sort of rolling and kind of quiet and subdued, now it's starting to get louder and louder, and by the time you land your ship, the wind's blowing heavy, the grass is like swaying, it looks almost like the ocean. Waves of grass is just blowing in the strong breeze. Your hair is tousled.
The brim of my head is dangling, yep. Jangling noisily.
It sounds like a weathered vane.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember in Twister when the storms are coming and you hear the of all the wind chimes.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. It's like that. But rustier.
Yes.
What happens is when the landing ramp comes down, Circa steps out and she looks around and she says, storm's coming.
Yeah, well, it is.
Well, do you think we have time to get off planet?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Oh, okay, well, you you brought it up.
Get in the ship! Go! Flint, can he search this ship for anything useful before we leave?
A shuttle?
The shuttle, yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's something in blaster there. Rifles in
How
there.
How about some medicine?
Yeah, there are some first aid stashed away on board. Right, so you grab some first aid.
Add to our stash on board the Shrike. Yeah,
definitely. We'll say that was a use of a light side point.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
That was not a use of a light.
Use of a light side point.
Oh. So to find things that already.
It's the end of the session.
We've done that before.
If I was going to use a light side point, I want to find something like there's a thermal detonator in the glove box. That's a light side point.
I'm using dark side points for things I already had planned for you guys to face. Come on, guys. Come on.
I'm just saying that I don't want to set a dangerous precedent. Like, something that we should find on a well-stocked ship, I don't want in the future, have no light side points. And be
It can just be like all right. A small...
That's the only all right, all right.
It can just be like a couple of stim packs and like a med kit.
Yeah,
you know,
some supplies, which we'll say it's an indeterminate amount, which you then go to later on in the next session, using one side point.
If you want us to use like another light side point, I could find something like fun on the ship or interesting.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine.
No, like I flip. This will be fun. I flip a light side point and I find a stash of really nice whiskey.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Worcester has my
yeah. He is a connoisseur.
And like six tumblers.
Yep. You find six tumblers.
Yeah, exactly.
And ice.
I assume that that our kitchen can make ice. They better have good ice makers in the future.
Can I see something? I would like to find one of those dread weapon drones. Like they left one on the shuttle.
You don't need one of those.
Come on. Well, that'd be good for mission.
What I'll do one of those scouting, dread weapon drones. Yeah.
I'm gonna like look into like the rules for drones and whatnot, but we could say yeah, and then I'll double check the rules if there's anything like.
Yeah, it could just be like
you let me use mine on whiskey.
Actually, no. Can I tag his on for something that's
usable? These drones are probably actually droids because in a new the Phantom Menace,
yeah.
There are cam droids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew. Hey, baby.
That's my favorite website.
But yeah, we could say there's a cam droid there that you could take that is powered down. Maybe it's injured or damaged that needs to be repaired. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm into that.
All right, let's make a spoon for the Shrike.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You guys all pile in on the Shrike and you take off.
Lebo sits in the pilot seat before the Wookiee can, just making that abundantly clear.
Cool. You rush up, you push past the Wookiee, yeah. Get on board.
I don't think so, fuzzball.
The Wookiee for a second lingers, and he stares at the ruined Clone Wars wreckage. And he just studies it for a second, and who knows what he's thinking.
I see him do that, and Flint sees him do that, and goes, I agree. And just walks past.
He looks at you, like sort of cocks an eyebrow, and just keeps walking onto your ship. Serta Nuko follows on. She hurries on board.
I want to talk to Serta.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll say everyone gets on board and the ship takes off, and we'll do like different scenes, shots of different scenes.
Did we remember to sabotage that shuttle?
What? We're on the shuttle.
No, the shuttle.
Oh, well, it's hidden.
Or it's out of the way anyway.
Yeah. It's part. It's all hidden. It's all
I suppose there's nothing
landed in the middle of all this.
If you want, you can shoot it. It's right there.
Could like pull some branches over it.
Go ahead.
Pull some
I'm gonna practice my gunnery. No, I'm not gonna. I'm
sure.
Not. Alert them to our presence. There's an ion storm.
Yeah, but they don't know where we went.
Is it?
They don't know where we went if we blow up their shuttle.
Yes,
they'll see the smoke. Yeah. They'll see a fire.
How are they gonna get us? Yeah, the shuttle's blown up.
Hey, Levo. There's an ion storm approaching.
So I can fly through that.
Well, let's go then.
Okay.
Cool. So you start flying off. Levo's in the cockpit. What is everyone doing on the ship?
Flint's using a stim pack.
So Flint is zooming in the common area using a stim pack, or is he in his room?
Right in the fucking arm. This game is getting darker.
Mainlining that stim pack.
Oh, yeah. How could you not get addicted to something that heals you? You know?
I'm sure there is.
I was thinking about this.
See, this is why I don't like stim packs. They're not canon. They're not in like the Star Wars universe, really. Just an artifice of the game.
Oh, yeah?
Well, thank God, okay? Because otherwise we would just die.
Yeah.
Because
you don't see anyone using bathrooms.
Not everyone can afford that they exist. Not everyone can afford bath and tanks to heal in.
Yeah.
Oh, true. So there's back to patches and med kits and all that. So yeah, so Flint is in the common room. He's pulling out a stim pack and he's shooting it straight into his veins.
Damn right.
What else? What is everyone else doing?
I also would like to talk to Serta.
Well, I'm hoping that we're in the cockpit with Serta and she can give me some information about where's Fulcrum and where we need to go next.
I was thinking we should find out what her involvement with this weapons project is.
So you guys are in the cockpit with her, and Levo's piloting, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So the Wookiee is sort of sitting in the common area with Flint, and just sort of sitting down awkwardly, just sort of like, he's got nothing to do, so he's just sort of occasionally making, like, you accidentally make eye contact with him, and he looks away.
No, I don't accidentally make eye contact. I deliberately. Flint deliberately makes eye contact.
He's like looking at you, and you look at him, and he looks away.
That was a she.
Flint turns on the...
Serta Nuka's a she.
We're talking about the Wookiee.
The Wookiee.
I'm so sorry.
So Flint...
You're assuming it's a he. I don't want to establish the gender.
It's true.
Yet.
Cool. Flint.
Actually, yeah. We'll say.
So he's looking at the Wookiee, examining the Wookiee here, and he leans over and flips on the gaming system.
Oh, the Jared board?
Yeah, the pod. The Jared board, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, but it's, you bring on the pod racer game?
No, no, the Jared board.
Yeah, but there's the secret pod racer
game.
But
the pod racer game shows up. Oh, yeah, like, and he looks at it, and he's like, that's not what I meant to do, but that'll do.
The Wookiee looks at it and just like, hmm. And then, like, starts playing it immediately. Just, like, just really, like, surprisingly interested in it.
Do Wookiees just love games? Just, like, video games?
Who knows?
This one does.
This knows? One is just suddenly like, oh, hey, this is something I can do.
And then Link goes, gets some ice, and starts putting ice in the tumblers, and starts pouring the whiskey.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
So then we're in the cockpit with Sertanuko, so we're going to be having a conversation with her. I am doing the alien voice. I recommend you repeat back what she says, yeah. Like, what do you mean, blank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Got it.
Do the worst yes and exercises from, like, Improv 101.
No. Gotcha.
Yes, I see that you're wearing pants, and I am wearing pants as well. Those exercises.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're sitting in the cockpit, you're flying towards the storm to cut through it into the sky. Tumask, I'm assuming, is in the co-pilot seat.
Yep.
She's sort of sitting behind Levo. And Bosch, I'm assuming, is sitting to her right.
Yeah. So Bosch looks over at her, and he's kind of disturbed by what he's seen by Project Firestorm. And he looks over at Sertanuko, and he says, I can't help but wonder what your involvement in all this was.
I wasn't involved in the project myself. I'm just a biologist who... I've been working with some rebels for some time now. And I was an expert they brought in. They knew I knew about biological weapons. We had received some information about some project like this. The crew I was with, they actually used to own the ship that we're on currently. We came to investigate in the sector. Unfortunately, we got some information. I learned about some of what Dr. Agris was doing, but I was captured. And before anything happened, you know, while I was still in prison, they thought I was someone else. I was there for a while. I thought I was going to be dead, and all of a sudden, you guys show up in the Iron Shrike.
Your language is very concise, you know.
Thank you.
So, you were working there, got captured, and we're working with the rebels.
She says, no, I wasn't working with... Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I was working with the rebels, and yeah okay, yep. Because you're talking about
him. Well, if you knew the original owners, do you know what happened to them? Of this ship, I mean?
No, we were ambushed while we were investigating the prison, so unfortunately, I haven't seen them. I have no idea what's happened to them. I've been in that prison for more than a week now.
This one wants to know how long you were working undercover for the Rebellion as a biologist.
I've been working with the Rebel Sector for 3 years now.
3 years. Long time to be undercover.
I didn't really have a choice. My planet, we've lost everything.
Sorry to hear about your losses.
This one wants to know how Fulcrum plays into this.
Fulcrum is someone we have contact with. It's important that if one cell is ever discovered by the Empire, that other ones aren't found out as well. So usually what happens is we're broken up into small cells, and we make contact with an agent known as Fulcrum, who coordinates all the efforts between the cells.
Don't know about each other, but Fulcrum knows about a little bit about everybody.
Correct.
And are we taking you to Fulcrum now?
Fulcrum said...
Fulcrum's going to contact us.
Oh, he's going to contact us.
Yeah, because I think what he said was, like, I know you guys can't be quiet, so as soon as we hear that something horrible happened on that base, we're going to contact you guys.
Well,
I believe that's what it was, right?
Yeah, well, they'll hear about
that. Well, we need a place to lie low. Do you know anywhere like that?
She says, we have sort of a base of operations nearby. And she gives a planet name, which I haven't decided upon yet.
Yagdol?
Yagdol. Not Yagdol.
Oh.
But there's a planet. So you don't have to repeat the planet. We'll edit it in later.
Do a beach episode on Yagdol.
Yagdol?
The light side point, Maggie?
Yeah, if you want it to be Yagdol.
No.
We're gonna do. Let your imagination fly,
Tom. We're gonna do our beach episode on Yagul.
Our beach episode. Yeah. This is like the anime spring festival episode. Yeah.
We'll do like a Gilligan's Island style Christmas special on Yagul.
Oh my god! Yes, please.
Oh, God.
Okay, well,
a 3-hour tour.
A 3-hour tour. As Zabash gets up and is just like, well, I'm going to get some rest before we hear from this fulcrum fella. I feel dirty.
You should probably take a shower in case there's any contaminants on you.
And Bosch just looks at her. Not like with a sultry look, but a very direct look, and just holds eye contact and takes his shirt off.
She like closes it, like covers her eyes.
And he just, and Bosch looks a little hurt, but he tries to keep it cool. And, and walks out, towards the Iron Shrike's shower bay.
I have to edit out.
This one apologizes. Teenagers, you know.
I know, I used to have one of my own.
Oh.
So she just says something dark and lowers her eyes.
At that moment.
And there's like there's a tension so thick in the room you would cut it.
And at that moment, Flint walks in with 4 Corellian whiskeys. He's got them like between his fingers holding the glass.
Who's getting fucked up?
And he left one with the Wookiee. Whose name we won't learn because we can't speak his language.
We just gotta wait till he gets to high school and see what he could have said. You do.
He's just gonna be like ass.
I'll choose to be ignorant morons.
We're just gonna have to start calling. Like, we'll have him type it in, and then we can get it. So I see like the heaviness of the situation, and what was jaunty like settles down a little in his shoulders, and he. Looks seriously at everyone and says, to living another day.
She grabs one of the glasses out of her hand, snatches it, and just downs it in one go.
And I hand the other... Makes sense. He hands the other two to... Damn it.
Yeah?
One to Levo. and one to
I like how Alfonso realized that.
No, it wasn't a bit. It was legit. Controlling it and takes it and goes... This is an oil. Get this shit out of my face.
And as you raise it up again, Circa sees that one and grabs the second one and downs that.
Sure.
And he cheers with Tumask.
Just us, I guess.
Yeah, he like looks, there's no one else to cheers with. He just cheers with Tumask and slowly sips on the...
To another life.
To another life. Sip.
So we cut to some short time later. All of you, all 6 of you, are sitting around the Dejeric board. The Wookiee is in the middle of playing the
game. You're all watching him play. Yeah. He's so good at this game.
He's ignoring the hell out of you.
We're but just like,
you
wow.
see the light blinking.
Tumas is a little upset. He spent a lot of
all
time.
All of those high
game,
scores have been erased.
And they're all like ass.
However, that's just the Wookiee's initial.
We just started calling
him. There's a hint
ass.
For the name.
So as you guys are doing that, or watching that, and the Wookiee's playing, the light starts blinking on the Jajeric board to say Fulcrum's trying to contact you, and the Wookiee's not, like, paying attention to it.
We're kind of getting a call, and like...
Just turn it on.
So you go to reach for it, the Wookiee slaps your hand out of the way.
Levo's hand?
Mother?
Yeah, whoever reaches.
I think that was Levo.
I tried. She's like, I'm not having him tear my arm off. These things are expensive.
Flint dead-eyes the Wookiee and shuts the board off.
The Wookiee stares at you. Make a coercion check.
Hell yeah. I'm going to use... So, how much later is... it's fine. What's the difficulty?
We'll say difficulty 2. Yeah. 3.
I'm sure you have strength you can use at this point.
I do. All right. And I use intimidating to get rid of one.
Ooh.
And take a strain. Yeah.
Damn.
3 successes in a threat.
You lock eyes with the Wookiee for a while, and eventually the Wookiee just, like, looks away and, like, does a Wookiee equivalent of a sigh, like, part growl, part sigh, and steps back and folds his arms.
I turn on Fulcrum.
Shoop.
Hello, I understand you have been successful in your attempt to rescue Circa Nuko.
There was a Wookiee on board the station, They will say, Wookiee, at the prison encampment, that we have rescued as in and is in the room with us. So,
just a heads up.
Just a heads up. None of us speak Wookiee. So, I've been assuming that he's in with us, but I want to make sure.
Don't say anything you don't want a Wookiee to hear.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
Serta's here, too. If it plays anything into what you're going to say.
Yeah, they rescued you.
Very well. I'm very glad to hear that you have Serta Nuko on board with you. Do you have the data?
I do.
Very good. That information on Project Firestorm will be invaluable in determining the extent of it and how best to stop it. Now, Tumask and Flint Cross, I understand you're looking to unload the droid and unload Bosch Trivia.
Well, certain things have changed. This is Flint speaking. As far as I am...
I heard you. I recognize the voice. I can see you.
Oh, you can see me.
Sounds very different as well.
I'm just trying to be polite, okay? All right, anyway, things have changed for me. I am still interested in being compensated for my work. But after what I have seen on that base in regard to Project Firestorm, I'm a bit more interested now in, I hate to say it, but in participating in a cause. I don't want anything like what I saw. I saw people melting. I don't know why you are laughing, you sick teenager.
Not wrong.
Their skin sloughed off of their bodies.
No, I'm sorry. It's just... Never mind.
Some people process grief differently. I don't judge you.
I'm dealing with a lot right now.
I understand. And what about you, Tumask?
Tumask, like, stays quiet for a bit.
This one knows what his people did to the Wookiees. And seeing what's happening to other people in need doesn't sit well with this one. Tumask will see this through with Flint and the Bosch and Levo 3. We're here, Fulcrum. What's next?
End of episode!
That was amazing!
Oh. Fucking good fade out, man. Nice. Good black. Fade to black there.
Damn, that was
we
solid.
We survived a seemingly impossible situation.
Yeah, so
and we blew some shit up.
Yay. And you all learned 20 experience points.
Yay.
Keeping all of that in.
Of course, come on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll 1. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, more importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumask is played by John Barcelo, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcelo. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Roll 1 is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at NerdSalad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.